relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Not only are you listening to America First, but you knew that, didn't you? It is Second Amendment Friday, brought to you by the great people at Carr Firearms, Justin Moon's American company that is making firearms here for the Second Amendment purposes of Americans. Check them out, KAHR.com. We will be having a very special guest for our Second Amendment segment. But first, we don't sugarcoat stuff here. We give you the truth unvarnished because you need to know it. One of the most disturbing pieces of news today is, of course, the decision by a judge not to send to prison the only person charged with a felony in the Russiagate hoax. The story in which the Obama administration used Russian propaganda material supplied by a former British intelligence officer to acquire illegal surveillance warrants against members of the Trump campaign and the transition team, including Carter Page. One of those illegal warrants was acquired on the basis, in part, of a document from the CIA that was doctored, that was forged by an FBI lawyer by the name of Kleinsmith, a very junior-ranking lawyer who was the patsy for everybody else, from Jim Comey to John Brennan to James Clapper to Joe Biden, who now we know, according to those DOJ meeting memos, was the first person to recommend that Mike Flynn be targeted by the Obama administration's intelligence services under the Logan Act, an act that had never, ever been successfully used against any U.S. citizen. Kleinsmith, today, I say again, the only person to be charged with a crime. None of the other people, not Andy McCabe, not Peter Stroke, not the CIA, not the FBI lovebirds, not Bruce Orr, not Nellie Orr, none of them were charged. Only Kleinsmith. And today, he walked out of a court, very close to the studio, a free man. He forged a CIA document to get a secret warrant against a U.S. citizen. And he got a $100 fine, 100 hours of community service, and probation. The swamp. It is very, very real. But we don't give up, we don't surrender, we don't give in, and we don't rise to the provocation. We keep on fighting. Donald Trump is back in action. He's opened his office. He's endorsed his first political candidate. We do not give up. Okay, we've got an hour full of guests, so let's get some of your calls in before we open the door to our guests. Let's go to waiting very patiently in New York. Danny, line five.
Doctor.
You there, Danny?
Hello?
Yes.
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. It's a bit noisy, but carry on.
Oh, yes, yes. Dr. Gorka, I did buy a little bit of game stock today. Made a little money.
Now's not the good time to buy it. I think now is not the good time, but whatever. It's a free world. It's a free country.
I dumped it. It was a political statement, not anything at all to do with the stock itself.
Okay.
And anyway, this is a side issue, but I promptly gave it back in a speeding ticket that I just got to de Blasio. So
I'm sorry to hear it. He doesn't need your money.
Anyway, my real point is, I'm not very sophisticated as far as how to do accounting methods. But, we taxpayers have been abused and harmed for years and years. We provide the lifeblood for government. Government does not make any money on its own. And I was just wondering if we had some recourse as far as holding back our taxes. I know it sounds kind of shady as far as legality goes, but so is rioting, and so is all sorts of stuff. So is spying on the president.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating question. I think if the left, if under the banner of social justice, thousands or millions of Americans withheld their taxes, I think you'd see a very different response than if you did it or I did it. But I will add this. In the history of troubled democracies or nations that are wending their way toward democracy, civil disobedience has been a very significant tool of those who have, I'm going to use the language here, actual social grievances. So, Danny, I think we're going to have to get imaginative. Violence? No. But civil disobedience? Mass action? Organized action? That's been the left's tactic, the left's bailiwick for a long time. Perhaps it's time that we should get busy. Great thoughts. Be careful driving out there, Danny. Let's go to Jim in New Jersey, line 4.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey.
I was there in Washington for January 6th when Giuliani and Lynn Wood came out and said they watched the Dominion machines rig the Senate vote in Georgia. And he described how he did it. I had 4 years of Rush Limbaugh saying you can't rig a presidential election. And then I watched Pennsylvania photocopy 700,000 ballots. If you want us to win the ballot box, I don't see how it's possible.
Well, it's the state house. It's very simple. Jim, it's very simple. The Constitution is clear. The state houses run the elections, even if it's a federal election. We have to make sure that those cowards in the Pennsylvania State House, in the three other battleground states that are run by the GOP, do their bloody job and make sure that mail-out ballots are not permitted, that voting or counting votes late is not permitted, and that you can't kick poll watchers out of the polling station. It is possible because the power is in their hands. They just failed to exercise it. So, Jim, of course, stealing an election has to be stopped, but it can be done. Kathy in Oregon, line 3.
Hi, Seb.
Hey.
So I've been seeing some photographs of the White House going dark at night, and I'm wondering if you have any opinion or thoughts on that, why that would happen. And
tell me what you think's happening. I find these calls a little weird. So you've seen photographs of the White House going dark. Okay, I don't believe it. And even if it's true, what do you think it means?
Well, if you don't,
forget what I think. You saw photographs of a dark White House. So what? What does it mean to you?
I don't know. Maybe they're installing a panic line to Beijing? I don't know.
Kathy, is this what we teach here on my show?
I don't know, but
is that the kind of critical thinking that we expect from our listeners and callers?
Well, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him, so... Well,
neither do I, but I don't spin crazy conspiracy theories because somebody switches the lights off, they're installing a hotline to Beijing. I mean, that's a pretty big leap of imagination, isn't it, Kathy?
I was actually joking.
I know you were, but I asked for a real hypothesis, and you refused to give me one. You call up my show, and you say, do you believe the White House had the light switched off? And I say, no. And then I said, well, even if it were true, so what, Kathy? Answer me. Adults have to be able to answer the following question. So what? What's the so what?
Okay.
What's the so what?
I just wanted your opinion. I just wanted your opinion.
So. My opinion is the following, Kathy. Read the 14 reliable sources of information that we promote here every week on America First. Let's repost it on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Go now, Kathy. Download that article. Download that list. And if those sources, if Breitbart, if the Federalist, if the Daily Wire, if the Daily Caller do not have stories about the lights went out in the White House, ignore it. We've got far more important things to deal with. But thank you.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Carl Firearms is fighting for America. Carl's executives stand with America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. That's K-A-H-R Firearms, K-A-H-R.com. I tried to say that with a serious face, with a straight face, as my guest was doing interpretive dance to Hawaii Five-O. It's hard to do that, but we managed. He is, of course, our good friend, James Carafano, Vice President for All Matters, National Security and Foreign Policy at the Conservative Mothership, the Heritage Foundation. Follow him on Twitter, J.J. Carafano. We were just talking about this in the last hour. I just realized today, because it's my mum's birthday.
Oh.
I know. 9 days. It's only been does it feel like 9 days to you?
In the Biden administration.
I know. Since the inauguration. It feels like weeks ago, doesn't it?
Feel like... It's like an eternity.
On that note, let's play a little cut. I'm going to choose a different cut now, Eric. So I'm going to test you now. Let's play video cut two from the new White House press spokeswoman, Jen Psaki. Play cut.
First, the president put forward a large and bold COVID relief package, $1.9 trillion, that is meant to address the challenges the American people are facing and the dual crises that we are that the country is facing, from the pandemic to an economic recession as a result. That package has the support of the majority of Americans, according to every poll that we have seen publicly released. So I would say first that part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing.
An interesting interpretation. 37 executive orders, including 37 executive actions, including 24 executive orders that are done in the, according to Jen, the spirit of unifying America. Well, Jim, this is surprising. The New York Times says, ease up, Biden, enough with the EOs. Is this a good trend-setting example for other presidents and administrations, this record-breaking flurry?
Well, I don't have any problem with executive orders because all they're doing, if they're legal and constitutional, right?
If is
an expression of the will of the president. You know, presidents have been doing this since George Washington. You know, it's just now we call them executive orders. We make a big deal out of it and put them in a register. Here's I think, the Biden problem, among other things. He gave the speech. Nobody forced him to say on Inauguration Day. He gave a speech. He said, I am for unity, and I am for policies that are good for all Americans. And then he puts out a raft of executive orders, which literally is the punch list of the radical left in America. And it's not just that he does that. If you actually believe that these were things that were good for all Americans, you would do like Ronald Reagan. You'd make a speech. You would say, look, let me tell you where we were. Let me tell you where we are. Let me tell you where we're going and why that's good. He didn't do that. He just put out things, and most of them were lies. I'll give you a perfect example. One of the things they did is they canceled the 1776 commission.
After 3 weeks in existence.
Right. Which, by the way, they were very smart, and they actually cranked out a report because they knew they'd get disbanded. But when he disbanded, he said, well, I'm disbanding this because this is full of lies. And that was a lie. There's not one. You and I know most of the people on this commission.
Yes.
They're highly credentialed, highly qualified. Nothing they said was a falsehood or a misrepresentation of any historical fact. And so the man who said, let's bring Americans together and focus on truth, just did a hyperpartisan act that apparently 1776 is not, you know, mainstream enough for us. And he lied about it. So the biggest problems I see with the executive order, in addition to many of them just being bad policy, we can talk about that, is that it completely undercuts the message that he gave in the inauguration, and it demonstrates this is not a president who is interested in calming the waters, doing what's best for all Americans. I mean, give me the angry tweeting and the orange hair every day of the week. If I get with that, if you're going to give me with that policies that keep America safe, free, and prosperous, dude, tweet at me all day long.
Good. So let's talk about the EOs. We got so much to discuss with you, Jim. But what are the ones? Because you specialize on national security and foreign policy. So I think of just two. I think of the transgender in the military, and I think of the XL Keystone pipeline and the reaction in Canada across the aisle. Just the furore in Canada.
Let me do the transgender one first. Look, nobody has any issue with. If people are transgendered, it is a fact of life. We've had transgendered people probably since the Stone Age. The reason why that ban was in place is, one, to protect the people in the service and the American people, because it's a question of, can you deploy? Can you fight?
Efficacy.
Can you serve, right? So it's about military readiness, which should always be first. And the other thing, it was about, out of concern for these people, gender dysphoria is an incredibly stressful condition. Life in the military is incredibly stressful. We already have a suicide problem in the military. Taking people with a high propensity for suicide and adding all that on, that is not healthy. So people who say that this is a victory for gender or whatever, that's a lie. All this is playing with people's lives and doing dangerous things under the guise of being morally superior to the rest of us. It's the saddest and pathetic excuse I've ever seen for, we care about all Americans, we're for all Americans, we're for the equality of Americans. It's just putting a lie ahead of the truth.
Wow. Amazing take. And then annoying some of our closest allies like Canada.
So very quickly, so we have a Keystone pipeline, brings about $500 million in a day. We're going to build Keystone XL, another 800 plus billion, so more than double the amount of oil we could shift through pipelines to the United States. Canceling it, bad science, because moving that oil down in ways other than a pipeline.
It's going to move anyway.
That's right, is bad, you know, creates more greenhouse gases.
Trucks.
So, and, you know, which trucks, trains, where accidents are actually more environmentally dangerous. So it's bad science because it's bad environmental science. It's horrible economics, right? It's bad for the economy, actually makes Russian, Venezuelan energy more valuable, undermines our energy independence. And it's terrible foreign policy, right? Energy independence.
We've spoken to people from Canada. They don't understand this decision.
Right.
On the left and right, they don't get it.
Right. It falls into the category of a lie. It's not good. It's not follow the science. It's not good economics. It's not what's good for American workers. It's not good for Canadian workers. It's not good for foreign policy. It's good for nothing except the radical left, because here's what the radical left believes. They believe that the way to make a transition to green energy, the way to jumpstart a green industrial revolution, is to strangle anybody's ability to buy fossil fuels. That is nuts. That's exactly the wrong way to do it. A rich country with a secure energy base and a vibrant infrastructure and a great deal of wealth, they're gonna lead the transition to green energy. And here's the thing that nobody talked about, which is the worst. The way they want to rush to green energy in Europe here is that'll make us more dependent on China, because all the solar panels, they're all made in China. So when John Kerry says we're going to create, you know, green jobs, in China.
And the solar panels, which are full of heavy metals, which are death to the environment. It's a lie. It's bad science. It's anti-science. It's, what do they call it? Unforced errors by the multitude. Back with our good friend Jim Carafano here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you kindly. He's stealing all the good guys from the Trump administration. He's divulged to me. One of them's going to be with us in the next hour. Mark Morgan, former acting commissioner of CBP at DHS. Great guy, former Marine. And he's going to Heritage, right, Jim?
Yeah, so Mark Morgan, who is 30 years law enforcement experience.
I know.
Been on the front lines.
After being a Marine.
Just a great patriot. So he's going to be a visiting fellow for us for the whole year. Ken Cuccinelli's going to join us.
Great.
Ken's going to work on immigration and border, which
Perfect.
Is going to be the hot button.
Oh, yeah. He'll be busy.
So I'm excited.
All right. So you posted something today about the Atlantic Link. The new Secretary of Defense has said we're going to reconsider the 12,000 U.S. troops the Trump administration wanted to pull out of Germany. What do we need to know? Because this isn't getting enough attention. Transatlantic relations, Jim.
Well, we put out something called the Atlantic Strategy, which says, you know, we have an Indo-Pacific strategy, and as far as I know, the Biden team is going to pick up with that. This notion that we just can't let China run crazy in Asia, that's just nuts, right? But we don't think about the Atlantic, where, honestly, you know, since we sunk the last U-boat in 1945, it's just kind of been an American lake, right? We don't think of strategic challenges there. Well, if we don't pay attention, the way China is rushing into Africa, moving into Latin America, trying to peel off in Eastern Europe, aggressive in the Arctic, aggressive in the Antarctic. Pretty soon, we are going to be challenged in our own backyard. And it's tough for us because if you think about it, nobody's in charge of the Atlantic because it's not a problem, right? So,
right.
So pulling off, I have zero confidence the Biden team is going to do this. So we need to think about how we are going to protect our own backyard. That's
so
what the strategy is.
Just don't take it for granted. Complacency is a weakness that patriots can't afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly appeal for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This is about becoming just simply more committed to the soul of our nation and the standards upon which it was built. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Carr Firearms, KAHR.com. On that issue, we've had a lot of discussion on this show in the last 9 days, Jim, about those who've given up, have despaired, who said, that's it for America, I'm a conservative, it's over. We always have fun talking about movies, and you've got a special selection for us this week, don't you, Jim?
Well, I have a question, right? So it's, what movies can we watch, and everybody can play in this game, that will that remind people that, hey, we're Americans. We'll get back in the game and we will fight and we will win.
So, and you said we're not allowed to mention Galaxy Quest.
No, right. Because, yeah. What was it? Oh, never give up, never surrender. Right.
Grandpa's hammer.
Yeah. But here's my, I'll kick it off.
Go.
Patriot, Mel Gibson.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like, here's a guy, they burn his farm, they kill his son, mm-hmm. they kill his other son, mm-hmm. and he never gives up. And against all odds, that Washington should have been beaten at every turn, against all odds, in the end, we beat the British and drive them from their own shores.
I see your patriot and I raise you. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. That's a good, you know, so there's a film. I can't imagine anybody's not seen it, right? About this guy and things go wrong and he tries to commit suicide.
And he gives up.
And an angel comes down and says, "Hey, let's look at what the world would be like if you were not in this." And the point of the film is the value of the individual person and right. what they bring and how they inspire and show the people. So I think that's an inspire. It's a Christmas movie, but it's not really a Christmas movie. It isn't. You matter. You
everyone. Every single person.
You have no idea how much you matter. I can't. Every once in a while, I mean, and this just blows me away beyond. I will get an email or a text from somebody or something. It says, "Jim, when I was in your class at Fort Sill, Oklahoma." When you taught about, you know, the history of field artillery, and I have never forgotten that, and I never forgot that, and that was a long time ago. Literally,
we're out of time. This is too much fun. Can we steal you for one more segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, good. I love it. I got one of those messages on LinkedIn this week.
Oh, really?
By a kid I trained at Bragg, like, I don't know, 6 years ago, and he said that lecture changed my career path. I ended up in criminal justice. It's like, does it make your day?
It does. It
makes your day. All right, we're going to listen to you. We're going to steal him because it's Friday and he's a good friend of the show. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're calling us on our hotlines, please don't use Patriot Mobile. Please don't use a regular cell phone company. Use Patriot Mobile. They're the good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company. It's not an accident. They're rated number one in America for customer service. These are the guys that support the values you believe in, whether it's the culture of life. Today is the virtual march for life, whether it is the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. They have a 4G LTE network. Their team is US-based. Experts can move your number to their network so easily. If you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, you get even bigger discounts. But use my name today. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. And the nicest thing is, at the end of the month, instead of them giving a donation like the big companies do to, I don't know, things like Planned Parenthood or gun control causes, these people support the causes you care about. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. They're the good guys. Join them now. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Car firearms, fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First. They're willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, car.com. That's KAHR.com. U.S. made firearms. I carry a 9mm car myself. That's KAHR.com. First it was interpretive dance. Now it's air guitar. What is this man not capable of doing? He's Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. All matters national security, foreign affairs, and cinematic as well. We are going to discuss movies to make you feel good. He doesn't like Red Dawn. That shouldn't be allowed in the studio for a few weeks, I think. But we have some other suggestions.
No, but these are movies, to make you never give up on America.
Okay.
Make you
like Red Dawn.
Right.
Wolverine.
Oh, please. All right. So I have to do these two movies together. Right?
Okay.
So one everybody knows, which is Casablanca, right?
Oh, if you
haven't seen Casablanca, Humphrey Bogart, yes. Ingrid Bergman, it's one of the classic cinema films, great films of all time.
Top 10.
But here's why it's here. Rick Blaine, which
the cynic,
right? He never gave up on America. The country turned its back on him.
On him,
he was, and in the end, his love of his country made him do brave things, even when everything said, "Take the girl." You know,
right.
Take the money and run. He chose the harder right because he couldn't give up on the country that he loved. And if somebody like that can't give up on this country, what excuse?
Perfect.
What excuse do we have? So,
perfect.
But I want to pair that with another film, which maybe a lot of people haven't seen, which is Sahara, which was another early World War II Humphrey Bogart film. It's kind of like the Alamo, Saving Private Ryan, you know, kind of like Hacksaw Ridge, kind of all rolled into one. So the American tank runs out of gas in the middle of the desert, and a handful of Americans and there's a Brit and there's a Ugandan or something, I don't know. And they hold off an entire German regiment, these like half of guys, and it's just grit and tough guy and Americans can do anything. And remember, this film comes out when? Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Kazarine Pass. Nothing was going right for us. We were getting our butt kicked everywhere. The Philippines were gone. I mean, America was losing on every front. And what do? They make a movie about a guy just saying, we're better than these people. So there are, if you give up on this country, shame on you.
See, I've been trying to say this for 9 days now, and I'm getting a lot of pushback. Why is that? Why does party politics allow people to say enough?
Well, but this is the left, right? They want you to believe
right.
that the cause is lost,
right. right?
They want you to believe that there is no hope in the future and that they have won. They just want you to go watch Netflix and eat popcorn and do what they say.
See, I say, and people sometimes say it's the wrong way, and I don't really care. I say, if you've despaired and given up, I think that's un-American. I think America wasn't built by people who despair.
Look,
I'm an immigrant. Right, maybe I got it wrong.
I'm older than you. I don't think that's a secret to anybody. I've been doing this a really long time. I could retire. I had a good run. I had 4 great years of foreign policy. I woke up the day after the election like a kid in a candy store on Christmas morning. Because like
the day after this election?
Because my country needs us more than ever.
Needs sanity.
People that will never give up on the notion that the purpose of government is to help keep us free, safe, and prosperous, not do the opposite, that believes in the American people, sometimes maybe more than that they believe in themselves, and says, I have something left to give. It's like Rocky 12. I can go one more round with Dolph Lundgren. I am more excited that I've been at Heritage for maybe 18 years. I am more excited than ever. Because I love Heritage, because I believe it's the hardest fighters for the American dream in the world. And the fact that I'm there and I can somebody's going to let me fight another day for the American people, that's a gift from God. So if you think it's time to quit and move to Canada or leave the country or break up the country or something, you're not part of my America. I have less respect for you than I do for the yahoos that are trying to turn us into a socialist paradise. This country was built on challenge and doing hard things well, on trying to do impossible things like be free, be prosperous, respect, and all at the same time. We overcame challenges like slavery and a global war, which should have wiped us off the face of the earth. Your life is, you have a blessing to fight for a country that is oh so worth fighting for. You should be excited to get up every morning and jump into the ring.
Jim, you've been here since the get-go. I have to doff my cap. That was incredible. And I thank you because it's just reinforced in me what I believe. We're going to get you back here for an hour, but in the last 60 seconds we have, literally, for those who don't live in the swamp, for those who don't eat, drink, and sleep, national right. security, what's your message to them in terms of getting engaged?
Well, work on the things you can work on. One thing, maybe you'll send a link. We talk about we're actually having a problem recruiting people in the military. Part of that is parents, talk to your kids. Talk to your school. Why don't you have a junior ROTC program at your school? Why aren't you bring a veteran in to Zoom with kids and talk about their experiences? You can do a lot to help remind young people, hey, dude, grow up, stay out of jail, stay off drugs. Be a good person. There are things like that we can all work on. So there's a ton of stuff. We have this whole thing at America's Fight for America campaign, all kinds of things that people can do in their everyday lives to help push back on this. And it's not just about, well, you vote or, watch Fox News or,
Think of this. This man said he was more excited than ever the day after the election. That's the American attitude. God bless you, Jim Carafano. Show this man some love. Follow him at JJ Carafano at Twitter. Join him and his amazing team. It is the conservative mothership. K. Coles, James, and the rest. Heritage.org. Do it today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that works. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Debron? I know you do. You've waited long enough. Go right now to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. Take it morning and night like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Love that, Rascal Flatts. All right, let's squeeze in a couple of calls here. Let's go to our good friends. Let's start with Brent in L.A. and then Ray in Livermore. Line one, Brent.
Greetings, great Gorka.
Thank you kindly. Greetings, Brent.
Yes, and to commemorate the 48th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, I want to acknowledge the startling success of socialist science and progressive parenthood in superseding the death count of Mao Zedong and the CCP in executing over 60 million souls on their long march towards the Democrat Party's dystopian dream of serving mankind. And it reminds me of an episode on Rod Serling's Twilight Zone titled To Serve Man. Where an extraterrestrials come to our planet promising unlimited progress if only we trust them and visit their planet. And a skeptical scientist discovers a book on the spacecraft titled To Serve Man, and when he deciphers it, he finds out it is a cookbook. I think those chefs must have been Democrats.
I love it, yes. To serve man. Get it. Wonderful. Yeah, you're right. I mean, think about it. The abortion industry has been more successful in snuffing out human life than Mao Zedong ever was with his mass genocide of his own people. Thank you, Brent, for that somber, somber reminder. God bless. Let's go to Ray in Livermore, line five. Welcome, Ray.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey.
Happy Second Amendment Friday, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a movie I'd like to add to the mix, Bridge Over River Kwai.
And that talks about a British commander who helps the enemy build a bridge. And the great William Holden comes in and saves the day. And I would say a very Trumpian William Holden and a very Obama or Biden-like bridge builder to the enemies.
Alec Guinness. The British commander. Indeed. I think it's like a three-hour movie, but it's a classic. I'm just racking up the films to watch this evening or this weekend. Fabulous. Let's go to Mike in California, line four.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Hey.
I'd like to give a shout out to Ray. I got a war movie for you.
Yes.
Hell to Eternity.
Oh, yes.
Are you familiar with it?
I think James mentioned it here on the show before.
Okay. Jeffrey Hunter stars in it as a child adopted by a Japanese family. He learns the language and the insights to Japanese culture, and it serves him well on the island of Saipan.
Uh-huh. Well, go
very
ahead.
Interesting movie.
Good. That's what that's what you got for us, Mike?
No, I've got a name for your Mustang.
Go ahead.
Charlene.
Charlene? Why Charlene? What's the reference?
Well, popular name back in that day, in the 60s, also holds the panache of being Private Pyle's weapons name, his M14 in the movie Full Metal Jacket.
Not sure I'm going to name my car after Pyle's M14, but thank you, Mike. I think Sally's better. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel.